With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. America's military has blown a boat out of the water in the Southern Caribbean. The vessel is said to have been crewed by 11 Prende Aragua gangsters.
President Trump said it was a strike against a drug-carrying boat that departed from Venezuela.
And coming out very heavily from Venezuela. A lot of things are coming out of Venezuela, so we took it out.
Secretary of State Rubio said the vessel was being operated by a designated narco-terrorist organization, and he described the operation as a lethal strike. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A major U.S. adversary flexes its military muscle at a massive parade marking the end of World War II. The BBC's Frank Gardner in Beijing.
From massive underwater torpedoes to state-of-the-art laser weapons that shoot down drones, China's latest military parade is being closely analyzed by Pentagon experts and defense officials around the world. China's People's Liberation Army, the PLA, has embarked on an extensive military modernization program that's seen it catching up and in some areas overtaking the United States. Hypersonic missiles that travel at more than five times the speed of sound is one area where it leads the world. But China has also been investing heavily in artificial intelligence and autonomous weapons.
Among the guests of honor, Russia's Vladimir Putin and North Korea's Kim Jong-un, President Trump accusing them of conspiring against the U.S. A Houston man is charged with murder and the death of an 11-year-old boy. The victim was shot in the back after police say he knocked on the man's door and ran off. It was a childhood prank. On Wall Street this morning, so far, stock futures have been mixed. The Dow futures are down 15 points. Well, the Nasdaq futures are 150 points higher. This is SRN News. A warning about gambling.
The NFL season kicks off this week, and over the course of the season, billions of dollars will be wagered and lost now that most states have legalized sports betting. The Southern Baptist Convention's Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission is urging Americans not to gamble. It's also telling pastors they need to speak out against gaming from the pulpit and prepare to help the problem gamblers that will likely begin to crop up in their communities. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Iraq continues to rebuild a decade after ISIS took control of large portions of the country. In the northern city of Mosul, war-damaged churches have been rebuilt in an effort to preserve the heritage of the city's shrinking Christian population. Most of Mosul's small population of believers fled when ISIS launched its offensive in 2014. Before the invasion, the city's Christian population stood at roughly 50,000. Today, fewer than 20 Christian families remain. This is SRN News. Here's your chance to set a world's record.
Guinness World Records celebrating its 70th anniversary by inviting regular people to attempt unique records. Options include most eggs stacked in a minute or fastest burrito making. A Guinness spokesman says everyone has something amazing to celebrate. The Guinness World Records embraces all kinds of achievements as long as they are meaningful and interesting. How about the most anchovies eaten in 60 seconds? Well, maybe some other time. Jason Walker reporting.
OpenAI and Meta adjusting how their chatbots respond to teens showing signs of distress. OpenAI will introduce new controls for parents, while Meta says it is blocking its chatbots from discussing self-harm and suicide with teenagers, directing them instead to expert resources. More details, SRNNews.com.